Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin, and we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, I believe it is. So Mishnah Vav is going to talk about the following. If you have a bunch of different families, let's say, that live within a single structure, within a courtyard, within a chatzer, but there are dividing walls in between where they live. So do they each need to separately participate in the Eruv? Or do we say, no, they're in one building, so they count as a single Eruv. So says the Mishnah, Chamesh Chabur Sheshav Subitrak Lenechad. If you have five different sets of people, let's say five families that spend Shabbos in one large building, and what separates them from each other are they have these little mechitzos that are in between them. So each of the areas has its own, and from the place where each of them are staying, there's a door that goes out directly into the chatzer. So Beshami Yomim Erev L'Kol Chabura Chabura. Beshami says they each need to independently participate in the Erev. Basil says, no, one Erev is good enough for all of them together, because it's considered to be one big household, because the little mechitzos that are in between them are not magia le-tikra, they don't reach all the way to the ceiling, so it's not enough to be considered independent houses. Meaning, when you have an apartment building, so even though it's one building, but there are walls in between the different apartments, so certainly that's considered to be separate homes. Or if you have attached houses, let's say, walls in between the houses, that's certainly considered to be separate homes. But when there's only low mechitzos that don't reach the ceiling in between the different areas in the building, so Mbisil says one Erev is good enough for everybody. Even Basil would agree, though, that if some of them are living in separate rooms or alios, meaning higher floors of the building, then of course they need to separately, independently participate in the Erev, because then they're really separate households, because they're totally separated from each other. So each group is considered to be its own household. So anytime you have walls that reach all the way to the ceiling, then that's going to be enough to separate them. It's each going to be considered its own household. So now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. Now, people who sleep in different homes within a single chatzer, but eat together in the same home in the chatzer, they're all considered to be part of the home where they eat. They don't have to join separately in their own Eruv, because they're all nigrar achar makom ha'achila. The place that they eat is considered to be their place. What about people who go to pick up food from a centralized location, but then they bring it back to their homes? Like you have like these Pesach programs, let's say, you know, where everyone gets their own little home, and it's in one of these developments, and they set up food in a centralized location. Everyone comes and picks up their food and brings it to their own home. So achin ashutafim, if you have achin or shutafim, you have brothers or you have partners that work together for someone in the chatzer, sheyu ochin al shulchan aviyem, who are supported by either the father or the boss, and they go pick up food from there and they bring it back home. V'yishenim b'batehem, but they sleep in their own home. Tzrichin eruv l'kol echad be'echad, so each of them needs their own eruv, because since they're not actually eating in the house where the food is being provided, so they're not considered to be a member of the household. It's makom ha'achila, not makom shenimtzu ha'ochel. Lefichach im shachach echad mehem v'lo eruv. So if someone forgot to join in the eruv, mevatel es rishus. So you got to do what you always do when you forget to join in eruv. You need to be mevatel the rishus. But the Mishnah says, but that's not always true. When is that true? Bizman shemolichin eruvan b'makom acher. That's only if the people in that chatzar bring their eruv to another house and not to the father's house. Because in that case, the father needs to join in the eruv along with the other members of the courtyard, so the sons can also join. Aval mahaya eruv ba etzlan. But if the eruv comes to them, meaning if the eruv is for the chatzar is put in the father's house itself, the person in where they keep the Eruv doesn't need to participate in the Eruv, meaning if they keep the Eruv in my house, then I don't need to also contribute to the Eruv. So if they put the Eruv in the father's house, or there's nobody else that lives with them in the chatzer other than the father, it's just the family, so then we're not gonna look at the sons as being a part of a separate household, then it's all considered to be one household, and therefore they don't need to join in the Eruv. The sons don't need to contribute to the Eruv if the father doesn't need to contribute, so if it's kept in his house, and in the case where there's no one else that lives there, they don't need to contribute, because if there are no other residents that are there, and their father and the rest of the family are all considered to be one bias, so you don't even need an Eruv to begin with in such a place. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we learned that if you have five different sets of people living in one building that is separated by low mechitzos that don't reach the ceiling, so Beis Shammai holds that they're still independent and they each need to participate in the Eruv, and Beis Hillel says no, they're all one big area, but if they live in places that are actually separated by real walls, or one is on the top floor or something like that, then certainly they need to participate in the Eruv separately. In Mishnah Zayin we learned that if you have brothers that are supported by their father's table and they sleep in their own house and they bring the food back from the father to their own house, then you need an Eruv for each and every one of them. And if they forgot the Eruv, they have to be mevatel the Rishus. But there are two exceptions. If either the Eruv is kept in the father's house, or there's no one else but the family in the chatzer, then they don't need to participate in the Eruv because they're considered to be batel to the father's house. Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches.